Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you. Here I am in broadcasting live from Chicago, Illinois, in the at the Hyatt Regency at the Association of Small Business Development Centers annual conference, having a great time, whooping it up on behalf of small business. We always have a lot of fun working with the SBDCs, and these are people I admire very much. And somebody who I think agrees with me is Mark Buckley. Mark is Vice President.
Hello?
Environmental Affairs at Staples and Sustainable Business Practices to protect and preserve natural resources, and he's our new friend. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good morning. Great to be with you.
It's good to have you here. By the way, you were here yesterday, weren't you?
Yes, sir.
What did you think about the event here?
I think the event's great. I was at the event last year in Denver, and again at the event this year. I ran a seminar on greening your small business and how the counselors can help their clients continue to find value by greening their business. So overall, I thought it was a great event.
Well, these folks, I know you're like me. You admire these Small Business Development Center counselors so much because they serve my heroes and your heroes, small business owners.
Absolutely.
Mark, let's talk about this environmental thing. You know, for a long time, you know, environmentalism was, you know, kind of something that you thought about the tree huggers, the enviro wackos, that kind of thing. But in the 21st century, you know, being an environmentalist really is now about I like the term green. I like that term. I think it's a good one. I think it's a one that works for a lot of people. And what I tell my audience is being green, trying to either be green in the way that you operate your business or identifying some green opportunity as a business model, it's not just the right thing to do, it's a best practice, isn't it?
It sure is. I think again, in the past, there's been this notion that if something is good for the environment, somehow it's bad for business, and conversely, if something is good for business, somehow it's bad for the environment. And the reality is, sustainable business is about really reducing waste, improving efficiency, using resources better, improving profitability. And last time I checked, I think most businesses care about all those things.
No question about it. And, you know, when you have an opportunity to first lower your expenses by buying, as you make new purchases, buying equipment and products that are going to conserve energy, that are going to, help you to cut your expenses. And there are so many opportunities out there now, aren't there, to do that?
There sure are, Jim, and I think the reality is that with rising energy costs and with rising commodity costs, again, every time you can save a kilowatt of energy or a therm of gas, it drops money directly to the bottom line, and there's a corresponding environmental benefit. And I think sometimes people that have looked at running their business more efficiently don't always equate that to a corresponding environmental benefit. But you're right. I mean, buying things like Energy Star compliant technology on the front end, making sure that you've got features on equipment like printing equipment, for example, that allow you to duplex print. Not only save you energy, but save you ink and toner and all of the associated.
Duplexing—that's two-sided. A copy, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, copier, buying copiers that do that automatically for you. That saves paper, obviously, and paper. I don't when it saves paper, it not only saves me money, but that's something I don't have to throw away.
Absolutely.
Or file.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So again, anything that you can do to start to move processes from really being paper intensive to really electronic formats and media, obviously save money, but there's a corresponding environmental benefit as well.
So Staples sells a lot of paper.
We sure do.
So the more you encourage people to cut back on their paper usage, how are you guys offsetting that cannibalization?
Well, I mean, you know, again, Jim, I think what we're trying to do is we're looking at the, you know, we're looking at the overall share of, you know, of business with our customers. So we don't make a lot of money on paper. Paper is not a high margin commodity.
That's a base commodity, isn't it?
It sure is.
It's so, like a soybean, isn't it?
It sure is. So what we'd rather do, to be honest with you, Jim, is look at being our customer sustainability solutions provider. And if we can get them to encourage them to use paper and the resource wisely, we're always going to use paper and we're always going to use those kinds of resources. But how can small businesses and businesses in general use them more wisely, so not only conserving the resource, but obviously saving money for them at the same time?
Is there anything that you'd like to, when people go into a Staples store, is there anything that you'd like to encourage them to check out to help them, you know, kind of get started on being more green?
Sure. I mean, I think one of the things that we've tried to do is really take a look at some of the commodity products out there. We offer over 3,000 products today that have some environmental benefit, either recycled content, certified for sustainable forestry, Energy Star compliant, that type of thing. And I think there are plenty of opportunities for businesses to do the right thing without necessarily you know, increasing their costs. So, for example, if you walk into a Staples store today and you buy file folders, you buy Post-it notes from Staples, you buy notebooks and paper pads, flip charts, they're all at 30% recycled content or higher under the Staples brand product, and we don't offer a virgin alternative. So what we've tried to do is fundamentally shift the demand and actually just say, this is the way we make paper in the 21st century. And so folks can come in and buy commodity-level you know, products at a competitive price, and if they want to increase, you know, their greenness and go to 100% recycled option, we have that available for them as well.
Right. By the way, give us the website.
Sure, www.staples.com. And if you want to take a look at the EcoEasy site, which is really focused on our green product offering, it's www.staples.com/EcoEasy.
EcoEasy. So if I go to that website, I can see the aggregation of all the green products that you have. If I really want to focus on those as a first option.
Yes.
Staples.com/EcoEasy.
Yes.
Okay, that's good. Last thoughts, Mark. We got about 20 seconds. Last thoughts.
Sure. I think what we want to try and do is convince, you know, again, businesses small and large that you know, doing business in the 21st century involves being not only responsible but really looking at what we can do collectively to reduce our, you know, our demands on resources. And we think it's just good, smart business. It's no longer just in the realm of tree huggers, but it's something that we all need to do these days.
Exactly. They've even got me talking about it, and everybody knows I'm not a tree hugger. Hey, Mark, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim. Have a great day.
Look forward to seeing you next time. Mark Buckley, ladies and gentlemen, Vice President of Environmental Affairs at Staples. I'll take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be right back with our good friend Jody Keenan. She's with the chairman of the ASBDC. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.